Khanna, Trump trial before Super Tuesday can be moved. Don't think they'll have dates that interfere with election. By Ian Hanchett on August 30, 2023. On Tuesday's Hugh Hewitt show, Representative Ro Khanna, DCA, said he believes that 2024 Republican presidential candidate former President Donald Trump's trial dates will be done in a way to ensure they're not interfering in any way with the election process, and stated that the trial date of the day before Super Tuesday for his federal trial over the 2020 election can be moved, and he's skeptical if it'll be the actual trial date. Host Hugh Hewitt asked, "I'm just curious of your impression of the judge in the federal trial in Washington, D.C. setting the former president's trial date for the day before Super Tuesday. What do you make of that?" Khanna responded, "Here's what I think's going to happen. I think either former President Trump is going to be the nominee or not be the nominee. If he's the nominee, my guess is that there's going to be a consideration of the Republican nominee to be able to campaign, and the trial dates will take that into account. And if he's not the nominee, then the trials will move on. But I think the judges will look at this in real time to make sure that they're not interfering in any way with the election process, while still having the court calendar move." Hewitt then cut in to point out the federal court trial date of the day before Super Tuesday. Khanna responded, "That can be moved." Hewitt added that he thinks the trial date is ridiculous and unfair and asked Khanna if he agrees. Khanna responded, "I'm not sure that that's going to be the actual date. At the end of the day, I'm a member of Congress. It's not for me to make the decisions on where the trial dates are going to happen. My instinct on all of this is they're not going to have trials in the middle of something that's going to compromise a candidate's ability who has real traction to have a fair fight. I don't see that happening in our country." Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.